This world is not conclusion, a species stands beyond. Invisible as music, but positive as sound. It beckons and it baffles, philosophy don't know. And through a riddle at the last, sagacity must go. To guess it puzzles scholars, to gain it men have borne. Contempt of generations and crucifixion shown. Faith slips and laughs and rallies, blushes if any see. Plucks at a twig of evidence and asks a vein the way. Much gesture from the pulpit, strong hallelujahs roll. Narcotics cannot still the tooth that nibbles at the soul. Welcome to Fast and Loose. We're gonna have a good time today. Yes, my name is Nate. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a couple weeks. Been fighting a few things, mostly COVID. Just like having to do the lockdowns and stuff. Ooh, but we're past that, back in the world. Pretty stoked about the future. It is, the days are even, like, seeming better. So I'm excited. We got indie rock lined up. I got a playlist a mile long for you. And, I'm excited. That first poem, Emily Dickinson, The World Is Not Conclusion. I got another one for you. And if you have thoughts on that poem, I'm currently writing a paper about it. So if you want to get cited in a graduate level midterm, I'm down. Okay. Let's hang out. I'm going to be playing a lot of songs from a couple different bands, mostly the Avalanches and Flight Facilities. Well, not a lot. I mean, you know. Okay. All right. You got it.
We'll be right back. have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise. Paradise.
Hey, what's up? You listen to Fast and Loose, WMFO, in Medford. Oh, yeah. Two songs, The Avalanches, Since I Left You, is what you just heard. Flight Facilities, Crave You, version 2, featuring Giselle. This is song 1. 7 minutes, 30 seconds. It just kind of keeps going. You sort of just go in there and start living in there. That's kind of what I like about that song. You're just like, it's like, you can sort of establish a mood all in one song right there, which is, I think, you know, it's high praise. It's high praise. Boy, I tell you what, a lot to talk about since the last time I was on this show. It was a combination of things. I think my wife had an ultrasound. We're expecting a baby in May. Another one. For just the long-term listeners who are counting the number of children I have. So anyway. Emily Dickinson. Turns out, really good poet, right? I used to sit in the back of English class in high school, and Emily Dickinson was the person who, like, sat in the front, never talked, got perfect grades. That was, like, their favorite poet, right? And I was in the back like, who cares about poems? I'm all about video games, watching the late night public access horror show in Pittsburgh. I'm watching the Pens, you know, end of list. Emily Dickinson doesn't fit in there. But I tell you what, there are like four or five poems that we've read so far in class that you can just sort of see her looking back at me from the front of the class and just smirking. Like, you don't get it. It's not that I don't get it, it's that you don't get it. And I think that's the best part, is that you just hear that, like, sagacity just coming out. It's just like, okay, she was there, she got it. She knew the deal, right? And she saw people like me putting all kinds of energy into all kinds of dumb stuff and was just like, what the heck? So, hat off to you, Emily Dickinson. It took me 15 years. 15 years in the pursuit of a master's degree in the humanities. And I'm back. All right. And we're going to come back. Got a request for some group love by old Johnny Bobby, property owner in New York State. Big time congratulations to the the Johnny Bobby family. both himself, Mrs. Johnny Bobby, and little baby Johnny Bobby. Looking forward to coming out there and convincing Molly that horses aren't the worst. That's what I'm looking forward to. All right, let's get back to the music. I got another Avalanches for you. Hey, what's up? Whoa, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm here. Okay, I'm here. This is like, you leave and you lose it a little bit. You lose the shot, right? I used to have a pull-up jumper that was like basically guaranteed to go in from the high post when I was in here in WMFO. And now it's like, who knows? It's just brick city. That's what it is. So I gotta get back into this. Like, I don't even have to look at my hands because, you know, you're operating a computer. You've got the soundboard here. I don't think you care. Anyway, we listened to what was that? Yeah, The Avalanche's The Divine Court, MGMT and Johnny Marr. MGMT, put out some albums, man. Group Love, way to go. That one's for you, JB. Shotgun by Soccer Mommy is what we just heard. That's a new song, 2022. Off of a single, Shotgun single. I would definitely suggest waiting and hoping and just pushing that project along in your mind, because that's a great band right now, Soccer Mommy. All right, we got a donation drive here at WMFO. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. I am looking at this shirt right now, and it is so sick, okay? They do a new shirt every year. If you go to WMFO.org, you click on the donations tab, scroll down. That is an awesome shirt, all right? I think that's, yes, it's $30 gets you that shirt. There's a bunch of other levels. The big one is the dinner with a classy dinner date with members of the station's charming and charismatic exec board for $1,000. I gotta be honest with you, I know some of those exec board people. $1,000 isn't enough, right? If you, like, you don't get company like that every day, okay? $1,000, you would be so lucky. So it's a bargain. I would say think about it. Go for the one stack. Anyway, Freeform, there's a lot of different ways to donate, and there's a lot of great merch out there. Support the station. It is awesome. And as you probably have known and heard, there are a lot of great shows on throughout the calendar week. That's kind of the biggest bummer of missing the last few weeks, is you kind of get out of the groove of like being a part of the station and all the great stuff that's happening. So please donate. All right, I'll probably wait till the next break to read the other poem. This is me workshopping my paper here, where it's the Emily Dickinson poem at the top, and then I've got a R.S. Thomas poem, who is a Welsh poet from the 20th century, as a response. That response is coming up. I'm going to tease that bottom of the hour. Thanks for listening. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up here. Here's some more Flight Facilities.
Check.
I can see by the dawn, words have lost their meaning, but we're carrying on, and I feel you so strong. Anytime with you is like I'm doing no wrong, and we're moving like we need it. Waves are crashing in, and we can barely perceive it, baby. I wanna make you mine, I wanna figure it out. Take it now, I wanna show you how. I wanna know what it means, what you're all about. Take your time, I wanna change your mind. I wanna make you mine, I wanna figure it out. Take it now, I wanna show you how. I wanna know what it means to be on your side. Sunshine on my baby, it's not on the floor.
I see you in that perfect place. Oh,
The Arlington, Massachusetts Jazz Festival is now in its 11th year. Presents a wide variety of musical events over a four-day stretch on several venues around the town from April 7th to 10th. The Arlington Jazz Festival continues to champion the vibrant jazz scene that flourishes just beyond the local city limits. An abundance of local talent will be on full display at this year's festival, with performances commencing at 8 p.m. Thursday and Friday evenings, April 7th and 8th. That's tomorrow and Friday. Then three performances on Saturday and ultimately the headline concert at the Regent Theater on Sunday, April 10th. For further information, including how to purchase tickets, please visit the website arlingtonjazz.org. A message from arlingtonjazz.org and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. We got Randy Breckner and Mark Walker playing the trumpet and the drums, respectively. Don't want to miss that. Sunday, April 10th at the Regent Theater. Also, all weekend in Arlington, our neighbor to the west. We listen to Interstellar Love by Leon Bridges, Sunshine featuring Reggie Watts. The Wikipedia page for Reggie Watts is a good read. Reggie Watts, in his 50th year, an extremely cool person, multiple talents, just all over the place, as an incredible musician, as an incredible entertainer. He's got a TED Talk. Reggie Watts out here. And then Interstellar Love, Leon Bridges, like, challenge me here. Has he ever made anything bad? Leon Bridges. Everything he's a part of is great. Oh my gosh. It is not a ton of stuff. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's artificially limiting the supply to make sure that the quality is good, you know? The No Dreams of Fairs by Tallies. I got no idea who that band is. They came up on like this list that I was reading. 2021, Hard Drawn Dracula is the name of the label. That was a single. I don't know. I should probably know if there's albums that are supporting these singles. Anyway, great band, Tallies. Bonaboo backing us up. A great little story here. I drove, me and the Bean, did a little road trip out to Arlington. Oh, man, I wish. No, I wish it was that close. We went to Albany to visit Johnny Bobby. Shout out once again on this show. We drove out there at Highway 90. Great drive. All the way out there, I'd say 90% of the time, Jenny was pretty stoked to just be in the car and hanging out and doing her poppets and stickers and stuff. 10%, pretty upset with me that we couldn't get out. Anyway, we get over there. It's a great city. Albany, Troy, just to the north. You know, I was there one time in Troy. I was looking at undergraduate schools, and my mom and I had driven to Troy. And I'm pretty sure the whole weekend I was there, it was nighttime and raining. Also, they might be using the nickname Prison City to describe Troy. I don't really know how you decide what your city nickname is going to be, but Prison City shouldn't be on your top five. It just shouldn't, right? If I'm in that room, I'm like, this is not an option. I'm not even voting on this one. It's not an option. Ranked choice would not support this. All right. Anyway. But we were talking about bands, and I was saying, hey, Johnny Bobby, have you listened to this new Pup album? It's awesome. And he goes, you mean Sick Puppies? And I go, I'm definitely not talking about that band. He's like, there's this kid. This is how all of his stories go. He's like, there was this kid that I used to ride the bus with that everyone hated. And he was always like, you know, stabbing himself in the hand with like a pencil. And he was really into this band, Sick Puppies, and I think it's Pup. I think that's the same, and it's like, it's not the same band. It's not. Sick Puppies is an Australian band. He just texted me about it. I wish it was one of those bands that was like this, you know, on the Akron punk scene. But no, that's a classic. This is a classic. If you need to meet him, you need to meet old Johnny, but this is a classic. This is a classic setup from him. the cast of characters that he's got in his life is just the best. Anyway, we're gonna play a Pup song right here, right now. WMFO. I got about, you know, what, 13 more minutes left? Yeah, let's rock it.
Rolling out the door, I backed up. up your memory before they came for you. Monitor was blue, but your data's all stored. And when they come back with your new body, I'll load you into the new machine again, bring you back to me. And when your motor died, so did I. It was a slow decline.
What's become of you? Thank you.
Hey, what's up? I'm jumping back in here. That's going to be it for us. A last set. I will tell you this. Pup Robot writes a love song off of The Downfall of Pup the Band. The Unraveling of Pup the Band. Pup spelled P-U-P capital letters because it's an abbreviation for Pathetic Use of Potential. Love those guys. They will almost 100% be here on tour very soon. They are always touring, probably to support this album. They are great. You got to see Pup in your life. Heck of a time. And yeah. Also, in that group, we had Pretenders by Stars. This is kind of a palate cleanser. And then Days by Real Estate. Both of those are 2022 releases single. Also, Stars. Excited for that. Tell you what. If there's like a band that's like the most romantic band for my wife and I, it's Stars. One time early on in dating, we were making out during a Stars concert and someone behind us started yelling at us like, hey, get out of here, you know, go find a room, that kind of thing. And it was like, yeah, I'm probably going to marry this girl. That's how you know. That's how you know right there. Anyway, had a great time. We're ending here with Jungle by Busy Earning. We're just going to play out. We're just going to play on that one. And stick around for Dance Music Express. It is on right after this, and there are a lot of really awesome stuff, really awesome things to be excited about here on WMFO in Medford. I think that's going to be it for me. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Donate to the station and have a wonderful rest of the week. See you out there.
Still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.